Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed. We are holding on daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We are 7 lines from the end of the page. Hahu da Amar Leila Chavre. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. And is also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Kapel, commemorating the art site of Ken's father, Israel Kapel, whose personal memoir of his survival of the Holocaust in Belgium with many miracles was just published. Yisrael ben Yaakov Emanuel, his neshama, should have an aliyah today on his yard site. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is really going to be one topic. We're going to have six stories, where there was a claim of a weak chazaka, that a guy says, I have a chazaka in this karka, and the marakama has some sort of claim. All of the stories begin with the same phrase, hahud amr lechavre, that a guy says, you know, what are you doing in my house? So the first case was that the marakama claims that I was in the house the whole time. I don't know why you think you have a chazaka that I didn't make a macha. I was there. So if I was there, they ain't lecha macha gadol mizu. Second case is that the marakama claims that I never heard you. You were in my house. I was too far away to hear about anything. I was, in a place where word didn't travel. And then the third case was that the marakama claims, yeah, you bought it from someone who didn't own it. Meaning you, by your own admission, you say that you bought it from someone who bought it from me. I don't know who that guy is. So you bought it from someone who never owned it. The fourth case is that the marakama claims that you bought the karka from a gazlan. But the problem with that taina was that this marakama himself had advised the machzik to buy the karka from the person who he's now claiming is a gazlan. Then the fifth case is that the marakama claims that the land was stolen, but he had tried to. But the problem with that claim is that the marakama had tried to purchase it himself, and he was outbid by this fellow who's machzik in it. And then the sixth story was that the marakama claims to have bought the field a year before the machzik bought the field. I mean, he's not really the machzik says I bought the field from Reuven, and then Shimon comes along and says, I bought the field from Reuven a year before you bought the field from Reuven. And I have a shtar that says I bought it a year before you bought it from Reuven. So those are the six cases that we're going to discuss in today's daf. So now let's see them inside. So 7 lines from the bottom of the page on daf Chaf Tesam Beis. A guy says to his friend, my boy is by a beis. What are you doing in my house? What do you mean, what am I doing in your house? I bought it from you. I've lived here for 3 years. So that's why I don't have my star anymore, but I have a chazak on it. So Amarlei, the Marakama says, what do you mean you have a chazak on it? I was living in the inner rooms of this very house the entire time. And the Rashbam adds, and throughout that entire time, I was walking through the area that you've been occupying. So I don't know what you want me to do as far as a macha'a, ein lecha macha'a gedola mizu, that I've literally been walking through the area that you've been occupying in this house. That's how the Rashbam explains, that his taina is that I was using the bayis hachitzon together with you. So the sma on the side of Chasam Mishpat and Siman Kuf Mem, Sivkat and Yotes, is medayik from the Rashbam, that aside from being from passing through the house, the Lashon the Rashbam is that he was Mishtameshimo, that I was, and I was using those rooms, not just walking through, that has to be the claim, that aside from passing through, I was even using it. However, the Sma points out, if you look in the Rush and Siman Dalid, he explains the Rashbam, Shei Mishtameshimo Bedrisas Regel, that yes, the Rashbam says Mishtameshimo, but not that he was using it in any meaningful way other than walking through the house. And that's the entirety of the claim. Not that I was actually using the outer area of the house, but just that I was walking through the house, and that's enough to undo your chazaka. Tosfos also doesn't mention anything other than walking through the house, and that seems to be the entirety of the claim. And Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, Ana b'shchuni gavoi v'chzakti ba v'lo shimashto ba yosem imeni, that I was in the inner room and I was machzik in it, and you didn't use it any more than me. Meaning that the implication of that is that if they didn't both use the house equally, then it wouldn't ruin the chazaka. So one way or the other, either that it's just that he was walking through, or that I was walking through and also using the outer area of the house, or my usage of the inner area of the house is enough to ruin your chazaka. Bottom line is, he's claiming you don't really have a chazaka, because even though yes, you've been living here, so have I. So us
also came to Rav Nachman, so they came to Rav Nachman for a din Torah. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to the guy who has the chazaka, Zil Barora Chiloscha, you need to clarify your chazaka, meaning you need to bring edim that the Marakama has not been there for 3 years. You don't have a chazaka if you've been living there together with the previous owner. You only have a chazaka if you've been there alone. So yes, I know you've already proven that you've been there for 3 years. Not enough. You need to prove that you've been there for 3 years alone, and that the other fellow has not been there. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, Hachi Dina, that's the din that he has to prove that the other guy hasn't been there. He's already proven that he's got a chazaka, that he's been there for 3 years. So since the lokeach already is muchzuk in the house, so the mocher that wants to come and take away the house from the lokeach, he should be the one that has to bring a raya that he's been there. How come it's on the lokeach to bring the raya? So that's how Rava disagrees with Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, it happens to be V'rami d'Rava d'Rava, V'rami d'Rav Nachman d'Rav Nachman. It seems that each one held the opposite point of view in a similar case, in a different but similar case. So we're asking a double stira, both in the Pesach of Rav Nachman and the Pesach of Rava. So again, Rav Nachman was one that said that the guy who's machzik in the house, even though he's already proven that he's been living there for 3 years, he has to prove the other guy hasn't been. Rava was one that said, no, once he's proven he's lived there for 3 years, he's the muchzuk, and let the other guy prove otherwise. So what's the stira? Tahu, there was a case, Tahu damle lechavre, someone said to his friend, kol nechse debay bar sisin mazbin alach. Nothing to do with chazaka. A guy just says to his friend, I'm selling you all the nechse debay bar sisin, all the karka that I have purchased from a guy by the name of bar sisin. Havaya hi aradav mikri debay bar sisin. There was one piece of land that was in dispute, meaning all the properties that he actually bought from Bar Sisin and that we know he bought from Bar Sisin, that was included in the Mechira. There was one particular piece of land that was called Debay Bar Sisin land, but Amar Lei, Halav Debay Bar Sisin, he Vikriyu Demikri Debay Bar Sisin. And he said, you know, this land I actually did not buy from Bar Sisin. It just happens to be that it's called Debay Bar Sisin for whatever reason. Somehow it got the title of Debay Bar Sisin. So they're having a dispute whether that land was included in the sale. The lokeach says, it's called the Bay Bar Sisin. I assume you bought it from Bar Sisin. I think you bought it from Bar Sisin, and therefore that was included in the sale to me. And the mocher says, no, I never bought it from Bar Sisin. What it's called is irrelevant, and it's therefore not included in the sale to you. The Meiri points out, why don't you just look at the purchase price and see if it makes sense that this property would have been included or would not have been included based on the standard going rate in the market for these properties. So Miri says, Eino no lo karkos, that there's no no in karka, so it could be people sometimes are willing to overpay for karka, or if they have a particular need for that karka, so you can't just look at the purchase price. So this land is in dispute. So Asul Kameh Rav Nachman, they went to a din Torah to Rav Nachman, Ukma biyadu de lokeach. Rav Nachman said that it gets that the lokeach has the right to take that land. Amalei Rava. Rava said, Dina hachi. The lokeach has the right to take that land. Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. The mocher was the one that was muchzuk in that land. Why should the lokeach be able to take that land if it's in dispute? Let him bring a raya that the land actually belongs to him. Now the comparison between the shchuni gavai and the case of Bei Bar Sisin, on the simplest level, is what do things look like minastam? That minastam, it looks like the karka belongs to the machzik, and the ma'arer is the one that's trying to take it away from him. And Rav Nachman says that the taina of the ma'arer, that he says, I am sure that I was in the shchuna gavai, that I was in the inner rooms of that house, is enough to take away the stam assumption that the machzik has been the one living in the field, in the house for 3 years. And according to Rava, since bistam, it looks like the machzik has been living in the house for 3 years, you can't come and claim you were in the inner room. And similarly, when it comes to Bar Sisin, minastam, it looks like the karka that's called Bar Sisin why is it called Bar Sisin? It must have come from Bar Sisin. So minastam, the assumption is that it's included in the sale. And the mocher is the one that's being ma'arer to take away the pashtus. Right, so even though we're using the same terminology, meaning it doesn't sound like a stira, because Rava said in the first case, what do you mean, amotzi mechaver olavaraya? And he says in the second case, what do you mean, amotzi mechaver olavaraya? So that doesn't seem like a stira within Rava, but itaka is kashan to Rava ad Rava. and kosher to Rav Nachman to Rav Nachman, because in each case the stam is different. So in our sugya of Shchuni Gavai, Rava wants to keep the house with the lokeach, and when it comes to Bei Bar Sisin, he holds that we give the field to the mocher. So it's also a kasha on Rav Nachman, because Bishchuni Gavai he paskins to keep the house with the mocher, with the previous owner, and Nichsei de Bei Bar Sisin he gives the field to the lokeach. He gives that karka to the lokeach. So that's the double stira in Rav and Rav Nachman. Is it the mocher that gets it, or is it the lokeach that gets it? So says Gemara, derava adarava lo kasha. You can't ask a stira in the sheet of Rava, because Rava holds whenever you have a suffix mamon, it's a motzi mechaver lavaraya. So you have to look at you can't just look at this as mocher versus lokeach. You have to look at it as who is the muchzak? Who's the one that's actually muchzak? Hasam, by the case of someone who purchased all the Bei Bar Sisin land, mocher kray b'nichsei. Last we knew, the mocher was in possession of all of these lands, of all of these properties. So he is the muchzak. You want to come and take it away from the mocher? You better prove that this land that's called Bei Bar Sisin was actually purchased from Bar Sisin. But in the case of Shchuni Gavai, meaning our case, where the Marakama claims, I was living in the inside room of that house all the time, Lokeach Koy Ben Nichsei. We know that this Lokeach has been Muchzak in this house. He's already proven that he has 3 years of living in this house. And therefore, he's the one that's Muchzak in the house. So the Mocher is trying to now undo that chazaka, so we leave the karka where it is in the hand of the muchzak, and the muchzak is the lokeach. So essentially, in our case, Rava will tell you the muchzak is the lokeach. In the case of Bei Bar Sisin, the muchzak is the mocher, and Rava says I am being remarkably consistent. I'm keeping it exactly with the muchzak, with whoever was muchzak in the property. Rav Nachman nami lokasha, and the stira in Rav Nachman is also not a stira, because the reason by the nichsei Bar Sisin, Rav Nachman said the karka goes to the lokeach is kiven to amalei de Bei Bar Sisin. Once he's told him, I am selling you the Bar Sisin lands, umikri de Bei Bar Sisin, and all we know about this land for sure is that it is called Bar Sisin land. We don't know where you actually got it, but everybody knows that it's called Bar Sisin land. You're claiming that that name is an erroneous title to give to the land, and that's a strange name to give the land because it was never belonged to Bar Sisin. That's a crazy claim. That's outside of what we would have normally assumed. We normally assume any land that's called Bei Bar Sisin is in fact Bei Bar Sisin. So you're going to have to prove otherwise. Aval hacha, but in the case of Shchuni Gavai, where the lokeach wants to keep the house based on his chazaka, and the Marakama says, I've been living there the whole time, lo yehei el denaket shtara. Let's imagine that instead of having chazaka for 3 years in that home, the lokeach had a shtar that says that he had purchased that home. Milo amrinu le kayem shtar chavakum b'nichsei. Wouldn't we tell him, okay, great, I see that you have a piece of paper, I see that there are two signatures on the bottom of that piece of paper, but guess what? When you have a shtar, you then have to be mekayim the shtar. You have to be mekayim the shtar b'chosmav. You need to get two edim to testify about each of the signatures, or you need to get the signatories themselves to come and say, yes, that is my signature. Without a kiyum shtaros, your shtar would be worthless. So the same is true of your chazaka. The whole idea of chazaka is that chazaka replaces a shtar. Shtar is like the highest level of raya. Well, you would have to verify your shtar. So now you have to verify your chazaka. You're claiming that I see that you have a chazaka, but verify it. Verify that the other fellow hasn't been there the whole time. So just like we would tell you to be mekayim the shtar, we're going to tell you to be mekayim the chazaka. The Rabbeinu Yonah raises the question, how do we compare shtar to chazaka? The machzik is considered muchzik in the field, and because he's been there for 3 years. So it's becheskaso. So, and therefore, the one who's trying to take take it away from him, it's a love la viraya. Whereas when you come b'koch shtar that's not niskayim b'chosmav, and you haven't been there for 3 years, so you don't have the field b'cheskaso. You're trying to take it from the last person that we know to be the owner of it. So of course we're going to tell you to be mekayim your shtar. Meaning, being machzik for gimel shanim is possession. Well, possession makes you it puts the burden of proof on the other guy. Whereas if you have a shtar, that's not possession. A shtar that's not mekuyim is not possession. The last thing we knew is that it was in possession of the previous fellow. So Rabbeinu Yonah suggests that even though the machzik, someone who's machzik gimel shalom, he's in possession of it, when you're machzik b'shtar, you're also in possession of it min haTorah. Meaning min haTorah, just having a shtar is good enough. Min haTorah, you don't need to be mekayim shtar. That's a din midrabanan, that you need to be mekayim shtar b'chosmav. So if you're able to produce a shtar, you are the machzik on a daraisa level. Eidim achsum al shtar is nas kemish nechrei dusim bebezdin. That's a fundamental halacha midaraisa, that when you have eidim signed on a shtar, that's as good as Eidus and Beis Din. So the person who went and was machzik in the field because of that shtar, that's kosher min haTorah, he's considered to be the machzik. And yet, we're still going to tell him, midrabanan, you have to verify that shtar. So the same is true when a person has a cheskas gimel shanim. Alternatively, Rabbeinu Yonah says that lo ye'el denakit shtara means that even if you had a shtar and you've watched the shtar for 3 years, you would still be obligated to be mekayim yishtar. Meaning, we're not saying, let's say instead of chazaka you had a shtar. We're saying, let's say in addition to the chazaka you had a shtar. Meaning you said that I've been here for 3 years and I have a shtar. That we would still tell you to be mekayim hashtar b'chosmav. So now you need to be mekayim the chazaka. So you need to verify that you have this chazaka. So anyway, so that's how we resolve the stira in Rava and the stira in Rav Nachman. That Rava says, I am being perfectly consistent because it's all about who is muchzak in it right now and it's on the other party to bring a raya. And Rav Nachman says, I am being consistent, or at least I'm not being inconsistent, because if the sale was on Bar Sisan land, it's natural to assume that any land that's called Bar Sisan is included in the sale. And if you have a chazakah on a portion of the house, you need to verify that your chazakah is a strong chazakah and that the guy was not living in the inner rooms of the house. How do we paskin in these machlokas? So the Rashbam points out, in both cases we paskin like Rav Nachman against Rava. Because Hilchsuk Rav Nachman Bedini, it's one of the halachos in Choshen Mishpat and Dini Mamonis, that Rav Nachman was an expert dayan, he was an expert in Choshen Mishpat, so we always pass like him. Okay, so that is story number one of our six stories for today. Hudam Leil Chavri, story number two. A guy says to his friend, my boy is by a basement, what are you doing in my house? Samalei, Minachs Vintivir Chaltashne Chazaka. What do you mean, what am I doing in your house? I bought it from you 3.5 years ago. I have a chazaka that I've been here for over 3 years. Samalei said, Beshuki Peroy Havais. Says, oh, I was on, some journey to find myself, and I was, far away for all these 3 years, where there's no Shayaros Mitzuyos, where word doesn't travel, they didn't have modern forms of communication, and I didn't know that you were machzik in my house, and that's why I didn't make a macha'a. So your chazaka is an invalid chazaka, because the premise of every chazaka is that the Marakama should have said something from the fact that when he discovered that you were living in his house for the last 3 years. I never discovered it because I had no idea, because I didn't have any form of communication. The assumption is he was in a different medina, or even in the same medina, but there were no shayaros metzuyos. Like it was shas milchama. We're going to see later on in Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches that b'shas milchama it's ain't shayaros metzuyos. During a time of war, things travel is not easy and word doesn't get around. But if he was in a place that was shayaros metzuyos, he would never be able to actually claim that I never heard about it, right? That's what we paskin. The Gemara is going to say in Daf Lamed Ches that macha shelo b'fanav havi macha, because chavrcha chavr is like, just like if I made a macha without ever going to the guy who's been living in my house, it's a valid macha. I can make the macha in front of other people because I can rely on the fact that chavrcha chavr is like, that when I make the macha, word will get around. Someone's going to tell him. He'll find out that I'm unhappy about this because word gets around about it. So too chazaka shelo b'fanav havi chazaka. That's what the Rashbam points out over here, that chazaka shelo b'fanav is also a good chazaka. The guy can't claim, I didn't hear that you were machzik in my house. No, just like a machal shelo b'fadav is a machal, a chazaka shelo b'fadav is a chazaka. Of course you heard about it. The only reason we're assuming he didn't hear about it over here was that that he was in a place that had no communication. There were no shayaros mitzuyos. So anyway, that's his claim. I know that you've been living here for over 3 years, but I had no way of knowing throughout the past 3.5 years. So the machzik says to the ma'arer, v'isli sadi to kol shata havas tassin yomi. It's interesting that you say you have no way of knowing. I have witnesses that for 30 days every year for the last 3 years, you came back here to work, meaning, a guy makes aliyah, but his job is still here. So he came back for 30 days straight every year. I know someone that made aliyah, and he became a Rebbe in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he still worked summers as a lawyer in Chutz Lartz for many years. Or someone else still worked as a doctor in Chutz Lartz. So he just came back for 30 days in the summertime to be able to pay the bills. So the Ma'ariv said, "Tlasin yomim b'shukai havatirina." He said, "Those 30 days, that's the 30 days that I work. You know, I'm so busy during those 30 days. You think I have time to deal with macha and chazaka? I don't have time to make a macha during those days. So is that a valid taina that I was so busy, not didn't have time to make a macha? I didn't have time to even find out that you were machzik bebesi. I couldn't find out because I was too busy. I didn't have any conversations that were not work related in that time that I was back. So amarava avinish chaltos niyomi tar b'shuka. Yeah, people get so zoned in on one thing when they're back for 30 days and they know that's their time to work. That's where they're going to be able to be in the market. That's where they're going to be able to be in the shuk. It could be that for those entire 30 days, they would not have found out that someone was being machzik in their house, and therefore the chazaka is not a valid chazaka, and the marakama can ask for his property back. The Rush writes that there are those that bring a raya from our sugya that if the ma'arir tainas that he was not in the Medina for 3 years that this guy was machzik in the karka, he's ne'eman, and it's on the machzik to bring a raya that he has been there. But because that seems to be the case over here. The guy says, I was out of communication, I wasn't here. And no one ever turns to him and says, prove it, right? Meaning, what's the counterclaim? I have witnesses that Yitaka were here, right? So it sounds like, just with his claiming, I was out of communication, that would be good enough. We'd believe him when he says, I was in a place saying, Asheros Mitzuyos. But the Rush rejects the Raya, because it could be that in our case, it's not that we believe him, it's that we know it's true. It's that everyone knew that he was out of communication. Everyone knew that it was a Shas Mulchama, and that he was in a place where communication couldn't have gone. So it's not necessarily a Raya that we would believe a guy with such a claim, absent any evidence. Over here, we have the evidence that everybody knew that it was actually true. Okay, third story. A guy says to his friend, "My boy is bayar. What are you doing in my land? Amrlei mi planias avinta da amrli dezavna minach. What do you mean? What am I doing in your land? I know you used to own this land, but I bought it from a guy who claimed that he bought it from you. So I bought it from the guy that you sold it to." So amrlei the ma'arer, the original marakama says, "At lav komodis. Aren't you yourself being moda da hayara didi?" He says, "All I heard from you so far is that you know that I was the original owner of this land, and you know you didn't buy it from me. So I don't know who you're claiming to have bought it from, because I never sold it, but you're agreeing that I was the original owner of this land, and you didn't buy it from me. So zil lav baldvarm didiyat. Get out of my land, because you're not my baldin." So Rava says, "Dina ka amarle." He's right that he could take this machzik, he could throw this machzik out of the land. You're not the baldvarm didi. You're moda that it's my land. I don't know who this guy is that you claim I had sold it to. I never did. I never did sell it to anybody. The Rashbam writes, and even if you would taina that you bought it from me, you wouldn't be believed because you don't have a shtar that says that you bought it from me, nor do you have a chaz. So it sounds like that the case over here is that he said, "My boy is Bayara," and the response was never, well, look, I have a chazaka. I've been here for 3 years already, and my taina is that I bought it from the guy that bought it from you. No, there was no chazaka. It was just a taina. My taina is that I bought it from the guy that bought it from you. So the mashmos is that if he actually had a chazaka, he'd be believed, b'migo, that he could have said, I bought it directly from you. Meaning he'd be believed with the taina that, look, I have a chazaka. He'd be believed with the taina that I bought it from the guy who bought it from you, migo, that he could have said, I bought it directly from you. That's the mashmos of the Rashbam. How, at least that's the mashmos of the Rashbam over here. The problem is, the Rashbam, in a couple of other places, previously in Dibra Maskel Amar Leh, and later on in Dibra Maskel Amar, the Rashbam says that even if he was machzik in the karka for 3 years, he's not believed, because it's chazaka sheini mataina, meaning you're coming with a chazaka only works if you have a taina of how it belongs to you. He's coming with, he has a chazaka, and the taina that he's coming along with, that comes along with his chazaka, is that I bought it from a guy who never owned it. So that's not a taina. You can't chazaka shei. You can't say amigo on such a chazaka. So that's stira in the Rashbam. So the Achronim deal with that stira in the Rashbam, whether the guy would be believed if he in fact had a chazaka. Now case number four. A guy says to his friend, my boy is bayar, what are you doing in my karka? So he says, mi plani zvina v'achalte shnei chazaka. I bought it from so and so, and I have a chazaka. I've been here for 3 years. I have a chazaka. The case is, the Rashbam says, that he didn't have edim, that the mocher was machzik ever. That the mocher ever, the guy that he bought it from, was ever actually machzik in this field. Because if it was ever in the field for even a day. Because if he had edim, that the mocher was in the field for the day, then the ma'ar would not be able to taina what he's about to say, which is, amalei planya gazlo. The guy that you bought it from is a gazlan, because if we know that the so-called gazlan had actually lived in that field for a day, then Beis Din would make a taina on behalf of the lokeach that the guy he had bought it from had purchased it and had not stolen it. So anyway, so he says, what are you doing in my field? He says, look, I bought it from Ploni and I have a chazaka, and the Marakama says, Ploni is a gazlan. He stole the field from me. So Amalei, the machzik, says right back to him, yeah? You know, I have witnesses that when I was thinking about purchasing this property from Ploni, from this man that you claim is a gazlan, you're my friend, so I came and I asked for advice. I said, what do you think about investing in this property? You might be familiar with this property. And you said, yeah, it's a good investment. You should go and buy it. So you told me to go buy it from someone that you think was a gazlan? So Amalei, so the guy said, yeah, Hasheni Noachli Arishon Kashe Menu. You're my friend, so I knew that once you have it, I'll be able to get it back from you. That gazlan, I'm scared of him. He's a mean guy. So I don't want to deal with that guy. So yeah, I told you to buy it so that, I didn't say I'm a good friend, but I'm a friend who very much wants my property back. So I figured that would be the easiest way for me to get it back, is to get it back from you. Amarava, Dina Kamarle. Rava says, sounds reasonable, right? It's probably true. That's probably how he acted. The Sma on the side of Chosh Mishpat says, now clearly, if this is true, and we believe him, he is being moda that he violated the Isra of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mikshol, right? There's an Isra in the Torah of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mikshol, which not only means, the most common usage that we have of it is when you're machshel someone to do a Dvar Aveira, but it also means not to give someone an Eitz Hashena Hogenes. You're not supposed to give someone bad advice, and he clearly gave bad advice. He said to go buy this field where he was just going to go and confiscate it from him afterwards. So he violated Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mikshol. He also violated Or Mashki Iver Bederech, which in the Tochacha, meaning he violated some terrible Averos. Okay, so he violated some terrible Averos. But as far as Dina Mamanus, we assume that he's now telling the truth that he had violated those Averos. So he can get his land back. So I asked the Gemara, Keman, who is Rava assuming like when he says that we believe a guy with such a claim? Ka'admon, it seems like this is subject to machlokas admon and the chachamim in the end of Maseches Ksuvos, and Rava's assuming like shitos admon. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah that tells us, ha'orer ala sada, person is ma'ar on a field, and he claims that the field belongs to him. V'chasam alea be'ed. And then that ma'arer was signed as one of the edim on the shtar mechira. Tara. Meaning Reuven says to Shimon, hey, that field that you have, that's really mine. It's not yours. And Shimon says, what do you mean? Shimon sold the field to Levi, and he found, and the shtar between Shimon and Levi, Reuven was signed as one of the witnesses on the shtar. You're claiming now the field never belonged to the guy who sold it? You were one of the witnesses on the shtar that allowed the next transaction. So Admon Omer, Admon says, even though in Achinami, the fact that a signature there is pretty, it's pretty strong evidence against him, he doesn't lose his right to make a claim that it was his the whole time, because Hasheni Noachli Harishon Kashe Menu. He's able to say, yeah, of course I signed on the shtar, because I wanted it. I wanted you to be in possession of it, because you're an easier guy to take it away from. I didn't want the previous guy to be in possession, but the whole time it was really mine. The Chum said, come on, you're signing on the shtar, then obviously you're acknowledging that it was not actually yours. So it seems like Rav is assuming, like Admon, that this taina of Hasheni Noachli Harishon Kashe Meni is a valid taina, that I would do things that are dishonest in order to get you the land so that I could then take away the land from you, and that's a valid taina. So says Amar, no, afilutem Rabbanan. Rav might even be assuming like the Rabbanan in that case. Hassam, because that case was even worse. Avale Maisa. I didn't just give advice. In that case, I actually did something. I actually signed the shtar. So the Chachamim would say, come on, that's too far. Once you sign the shtar, you're really admitting that it's not yours anymore. But those same Chachamim might agree that if all I did was advise you to buy this property, that's something that I might do, even though I claim to be the owner of the property, right? That's the idea that Dibor is stronger than any Maisa is stronger than any Dibor. There's a tshuva in the Marit in Chelek Aleph Simkuf Mem Tes where there was a guy that was a Kohen or was presumed to be a Kohen, always took the first Aliyah, always duchened, always acted as a Kohen, and then he fell in love with a Grusha one day and he wanted to marry the Grusha, and the Rabbanim said, you're a Kohen. He said, no, I'm not. I don't know why you think I'm a Kohen. You only know that I'm a Kohen because I told you I'm a Kohen. When I moved into the neighborhood, you said, Kohen, Levi, you're Saul. I'm like, yeah, why not? So I said that I'm a Kohen. So it's only from my own Dibur that you know that I'm a Kohen. So the Marit says he's obviously a Kohen, and it's just serving him now that he fell in love with a Grusha. He says, what about his Taina that it was only a Dibur? So Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur, you only know from a Peshas or a Peshayitir. You only know from me. No, you didn't just say. You did a Maisa. You went and you took a first Aliyah, you went and you duchened. So once you do a Maisa, so that's already a different story. That we're not going to trust you once you did a Maisa to verify your kuhuna. Okay, next case number 5. A guy says to his chaver, my boy is Bayaro, what are you doing in my land? Samalei says, what do you mean? Miplani is Zavinta, v'achalte shnei chazaka. I bought the karka from so-and-so, and I have a chazaka. I've been here for 3 years. So Amalei, Plani Gazlanahu. He says, that guy you bought it from is a Gazlan. He stole the land from me. So Amalei, the machzik says, Vayisli Sadei Ta'asis Borta. I have Edim that you came to me the night before I bought this karka via Martli, and you told me, Zibna Nali, and you asked me to buy this karka on your behalf. So if the karka was really yours, why were you bidding on it? Why were you trying to buy it? Why were you asking me to be your agent to buy this karka for you if you really owned it the entire time? Now you're claiming you owned it the entire time? So Amalei, the Ma'aris is back to the Machzik. Yeah, I wanted to buy the karka rather than to sue the guy because Amina is bundinai. You know, I did a simple cheshbon. I could sue the guy in court. Then I would have to pay lawyers. Lawyers charge a lot per hour. Or I could buy the karka. If I was able to get the karka for less than my lawyer's fees would be, then I figured it was a better, I'm losing money here anyway because it's my land and I shouldn't have to pay anything for it. So it's terrible that I'm losing, that I'm going to have to lose money on this. I'm not happy about the whole situation that I have to lose money on it. But knowing that I'm going to have to lose money one way or the other, I'd rather lose less money. So that's why I tried to make a bid on it that was a few dollars less than whatever my lawyer's fees would have been to to sue the guy. So I love dafka lawyer's fees. It could be that fighting with people in Beis Din is just not something I like to do. I'm not a confrontational person, so I just figured I would buy it that way. So Amrava Avidinish to Zabandine. Yeah, some people are like that. Meaning there are some people that are not like that. Meaning there are some people that, on the principle of the matter, they'll pay lawyers through the nose and they'll lose 10 times as much money rather than trying to settle it. But then there are other people that are just non-confrontational. They don't want to deal with it. So Rava says, yeah, it's reasonable to say that that even though you put a bid on it, it was not a claim that it was not an admission that it wasn't his land when he put a bid on it. It was just the path of least resistance, and very often people choose the path of least resistance. Now the sixth and final maisa of the daf. Hu damle lechavre. A guy says to his chaver, my boy is by Aro. What are you doing to my land? Amale mi plani zvina vechalta shnei chazaka. I bought it from so and so, and I have a chazaka, and therefore I don't have my shtar mechira anymore. Because why do I need my shtar mechira? I have a chazaka. So Amale, the Ma'ara says, vanakit neshtar dezavni leminei hani ha arba ishnei. He says, it's interesting. You claim that you have a chazaka. Chazaka, as far as I know, means 3 years. Here I have a shtar that says that I purchased the field from the guy you claim to have purchased it from 4 years ago. So you're being moda that you purchased it mi planya, not from me, from Ploni. I have a shtar that I bought it from Ploni 4 years ago. So even though I trust your chazaka that you've been there for 3 years, but it was my land, you never bought it from me. So Amalei, the machzik says, did I say chazaka? Misav shnei chazaka zla shnei kamina, shnei chazaka tuva kamina. I didn't mean the minimal years of chazaka. I just said, I have a chazaka. I've been here for 10 years. I've been here for 7 years. I've been here for way more than your 4 years. I had a chazaka before your 4 years even started. I never said that it was a chazaka of only 3 years. I was here for way longer than that. Now, it has to be, the Tosus points out, and the Rashbam point out, that it has to be that he didn't say a number of years. Meaning, if he would have said, I was here for 3 years, so then you can't touch that up later and say, oh, by three, I really meant seven. No, three means three. But he didn't say 3 years. He says, achalti shnei chazaka. And the word shnei chazaka could mean more than 3 years. So it's fair to say that he's touching up that which he said. So Amar Rava, Rava says, that's true. Avidi and she dekar l'shnei tuva, shnei chazaka. That it is fairly common for people to refer to living in a place for a very long time as shnei chazaka. Because once you're past 3 years, that's called a chazaka. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, so if initially he had said that he had three Shnei Chazaka, then he wouldn't be believed that he was machzik in it longer. However, the Rashba is not sure, meaning it could be that he says, I've had 3 years worth of Chazaka, and yesh b'chal masayim ana, meaning three plus all the years before that. And meaning if he says, I've been here for 3 years, so then for sure he cannot come back later and say, I've been here for 7 years. If he says, I have a chazaka, so then for sure he can come back later and say, and by that chazaka I meant 7 years. The machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba is what if he says, I've had a 3 year chazaka. So he said both. He said chazaka and 3 years. Does 3 year chazaka mean 3 years and no more? Or does 3 year chazaka mean at least a 3 year chazaka? I've been here for at least 3 years. So anyway, Rava Paskins in our case where the case was he just said chazaka, that he might have meant more than 3 years, and therefore he has a claim and he has a right to stay in that field, and the ma'arer has no claim against him. But v'hanimili da'achla sheva de'kadim chazaka da'hai l'shtar da'ach. That's only if he's been there for 7 years. Meaning, it's not enough to say that I have a chazaka that whose starting date predates your shtar. I have to have a chazaka whose end date predates your shtar. Meaning, I have to have already established a 3 year chazaka prior to your shtar when you bought it 3 years ago, when you bought it 4 years ago. Aval shis, but if he's only been in the karka for 6 years, so it turns out that the first 3 years that he was machzik in the karka, the bailum sold the karka to somebody else. Ein lecha macha gadol mizo. What greater macha could there be of the original bailum than to sell the land to someone else? Meaning, I claim I've been here for 6 years, but 4 years ago the guy I bought it from sold it to you. So that's a great macha against my chazaka, and therefore I no longer have a chazaka. Now it's interesting. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas on Daf Lamed Tes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, the ma'arer has to come back every 3 years and make a macha'a. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, once you make a macha'a once, you don't have to come back every 3 years to make a macha'a. No chazaka that follows that is going to be a good chazaka. La halacha we paskin that you do need to come back every 3 years to make a macha'a. So ask the Rashba, why over here, if the guy has been there for 6 years, should his chazaka not work? Meaning, enochinami, the guy at the person he had purchased it from had made this huge macha by selling it 2 years into his residency, but now I have 4 more years of residency. Why didn't he show up in the last 4 years? He's got to show up every 3 years to make a macha. So that's what the Rashba says, that we could be mechalik between a macha, which needs a renewal every 3 years, versus selling the land to somebody else. Once I sell the land to somebody else, it's not my problem to make a macha anymore, so I don't have to go and make a macha. That's such a strong form of macha that would upend any chazaka. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the two dots on the top of Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, everyone have a wonderful day.